Hey everyone, Mike Wobschall back at the owner's meetings in Orlando. We have a special guest making his Vikings.com debut. It's John McClain, who covers the NFL for the Houston Chronicle, which is important, but also important, he is on the Hall of Fame Selection Committee and the Seniors Selection Committee. So he's got a lot of important decisions to make every year. Thanks, John. We appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Mike. Thank you.
The owner's meetings, first of all, set this up for us. This is our first owner's meetings. So what's going to happen here?
You spend a lot of time standing around, as you can see, everybody up and down the hallway. Yep. Then owners come out. Some will stop, some will not. And then around noon, they'll have a news conference with a competition committee going over all these proposed rules changes, which we've all written and talked about for days. And then they'll vote on it Tuesday or possibly Wednesday morning. They have a coach's breakfast in the morning, all 32 coaches for an hour. Used to be AFC one day, NFC the other. That was so much better because you had time to roam from table to table. And so they do that. They have a party tonight. Then Goodell will have his State of the NFL news conference, meeting with the owners today. Then he will meet with the media to wrap it up Wednesday. And then the owners, the best place to be is at the entrance to the hotel, because when these meetings are over, those owners can't wait to get to their limos and their private planes and get home. So if you're standing in front of the hotel, you got to get out of the way because it's like a thundering herd.
Right. And then after you talk to them, you get in your limo to go to your private plane to go back to Houston.
No, I have a helicopter that lands on the premises that picks me up
right. To
take me to my private plane that takes me back to Houston.
Got it.
In my dreams.
Okay, got it. Now, the folks watching this interview, they love Randy Moss, all right? And you guys made a decision to put Randy Moss into the Hall of Fame. Those are very important and heavy decisions, and you're involved in them. Talk a little bit about Randy Moss and maybe reflect on his career, what you remember about him.
Well, first of all, when Randy was a rookie, I was covering the NFL for 8 years between the Oilers and the Texans, so I spent a lot of time in 98 in Minnesota because it's such a great story and a great team, and, you know, what a disappointment for Vikings fans. And everything about Randy said Hall of Fame. And a lot of receivers, we don't put in on the first ballot. People don't go, well, let's don't put them in. It's just the competition is so intense and so fierce. And so I thought, well, Randy might not. You know, Michael Irvin's got 3 rings. He didn't make it. Chris Carter didn't make the first ballot. But to me, we would look really stupid if we hadn't put Moss in, just like T.O. waited until the 3rd year. So he got in because he's a Hall of Fame receiver. And the key is when you get in on the first ballot, and if you watch Randy's career, he was definitely a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Another player that Vikings fans are going to be rooting for to get into the Hall of Fame is Jim Marshall. And I bring that up with you because you're on the selection committee for the seniors. What do you remember about Jim Marshall? Maybe speak to his potential candidacy as a senior nominee, if that were to ever happen down the road.
I hear from, we on the committee, the seniors committee, hear from a lot of Vikings fans, Viking coaches, executives, former teammates, and they're all pushing Jim Marshall. And I can't speak for anyone else. I can speak for me. I think the fact that Alan Page and Carl Eller in the Hall of Fame works against Jim, because it's hard to take 3 linemen from one team, whether they win 4 Super Bowls, 5 Super Bowls, or they lose 4 Super Bowls. And I think if Page or Eller were not in there, Jim Marshall would have a better chance. Now, maybe someday it's all about the competition. This year when we met, usually we have 15 finalists to discuss. They bring in 2 members of the Hall of Fame. This year one was Carl Eller. And, of course, Carl was pushing Jim like crazy, as it turned out. It was Robert Brazil, who I'd been promoting for years. And can't even remember who the other one was now. I've written and talked about it so much my mind's gone blank. And so I always tell people, never give up. Like Eller got in his last year of eligibility, which was a travesty. Carl's one of the greatest ever. Should have been in before that. But I tell people, never give up. And I would tell Jim Marshall, never give up.
And Mick Tinglehoff never gave up. Mick Tinglehoff is in, right? So
it took Mick a long time. It took Paul Krause a long time.
Yeah.
Did not take Alan Page a long time, as of course, because Alan deserved it when he got it. But those were great Viking teams. I used to watch them, the Purple People Eaters. I grew up in Waco, Texas, a diehard Cowboy fan. My rehearsal dinner for my marriage was when the Hail Mary was, and I would not go in to the rehearsal in the church until that game was over, and I was listening in the car, and when they said Pearson caught it, I ran in the church screaming and cussing, the SOB caught it, he caught it, and even the preacher, he agreed, and that's how big of a Cowboy fan I was. But I've been watching the Vikings going back when I was a kid for when they were formed, so I hope Jim Marshall gets in someday. I'm glad Mick got in finally, and I'm really glad we put Randy Moss in on the first ballot.
I'm going to ask you about one more Minnesotan, Sid Hartman.
Sid Hartman, of course, to say he's a legend is kind of an understatement. I keep thinking, man, I'd like to retire now. I read a story when we were at the Super Bowl, and by the way, he did a great job on the Super Bowl in the Twin Cities. And I saw a story on Sid, and I thought, my God, I could never think about working that much and that long. But he's not just an institution in the Twin Cities. Sid's known all far and wide all over the country. So every time I read him, hear about him, it's so much respect to Sid. He was on our committee forever. When I first got on there 24 years ago, he was one of the mainstays. I served with him till he got off the committee. And Sid's kind of a hero to everybody, not just media people in general, but really to me, sports writers specifically, especially the fact that he branched out and became a multimedia star.
I think a lot of people would say the same thing about you. You also are well-respected for the way you cover the game and for your work at the Houston Chronicle, so we thank you for your time, John.
It's my pleasure. Anytime. Thank you, Mike.